Hi, this is Commissioner Dennis Frazier with my podcast for this week. First thing I want to say, it's summertime, as we all know. It's hot as heck and very humid most of the time. Please stay hydrated. If you don't have air conditioning or good fans or whatever in your house or residence, you get overheated, go to a cooling center, go to a library, sit in some air conditioning, cool down. Take it easy. Don't overexert. This time of year, got to get used to it, but let's look out for each other. If you have an elderly neighbor or someone you haven't seen for a while, maybe go check on them, make sure everything is fine. This heat is oppressive. It really, really is oppressive. Let's look out for everybody. Next thing I want to talk about is 988, which is a suicide and crisis lifeline. It started, opened up nationwide on July 16th. And what this is, if you're having some mental health issue or thoughts of suicide, or maybe even an addiction issue that you need to deal with, if you have thoughts of harm to yourself or others, call 988 and not 911. 988 will connect you to someone that is trained professional that can help you out. They can also connect you to other services in your area. While this has gone nationwide, if you call 988, you'll get local people talking to you. You get local people helping you out. And the fact is, a lot of people called 911 in the past, which was fine, but you're not going to get hooked up with someone that's a professional that's used to dealing with mental health issues. And a lot of times you get a response from police officers and so forth, and they do the best they can. And they've actually, a lot of them have received some training in how to deal with mental health crisis, and they have. But even the training that they receive is not the same as being a full-time mental health worker, counselor, psychologist. It's just not the same. So if you're having any problems or any thoughts of harming yourself or other people, please call 988. It is a service that's out there. Don't feel bad. Don't feel, I don't want to call it. Call them if you need the help. They'll talk to you. Hopefully, they'll put you in touch with a counselor or someone right then and there if that's what you need. They can also tell you where to go for to get some help in your area because, like I said, they're local. Please take advantage of this if you need it. 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Use it. It's there for you. It's there for all of us. I mean, I think a lot of these shootings and so forth that are going out here are people that are in some type of mental health emergencies going on with them. And I'm not saying this would stop that, but it can't hurt. It can't hurt. Please take advantage of this if you think you need it. So if you think about harming yourself, you think about harming others, call 988. Also want to emphasize that the suicide prevention hotline, all those things, they're still open, they're still available, you can still call them. This is just easier to remember than a 10-digit number. And like I said, local, and I think it just can be better. Next thing I'd like to talk about is the election that we just had, the primary election. First, I want to thank everyone that came out and voted. And we have a week of early voting. We have the mail-in ballots. You have the drop boxes. We have the actual voting day. There's so many opportunities to vote. I'm glad the people that took advantage of it, but actually less than 29% of the eligible voters in Carroll County actually voted for the primary, which for me is disappointing. It is. I just wish everyone would get out and vote, because if you don't, and majority of people didn't, and we're talking about the primary, people, it's not that important. But if you look at the primary in Carroll County, the one that we just had, 4 of the 5 commissioner races were decided in the primary. The state delegate race was decided in the primary. The state's attorney race was decided in the primary. And probably some others, which I can't think of, but those are the main ones that come to mind. That was all decided by less than 30% of the voters in Carroll County. It's disturbing to me, but it's the way it is, and it's the way it has been in the past. I don't know what else can be done to try to get more people to vote, because you have, like I said, the week of early voting. You got the mail-in ballots. You got the drop boxes. You got the actual day. There's plenty of opportunities out there if people want to take advantage of it, and I think that they should take advantage of it. But right now, it's not being done like that. One thing I have talked about, not here, but I've talked about to other people, and since I've been a county commissioner, is an open primary. Right now, what we have in Maryland is a closed primary system. And that bothers me for several reasons. It bothers me mainly because if you're registered as an independent, Green Party, Libertarian, unaffiliated, whatever, you're almost disenfranchised in the primary system in Maryland. And like I just said, in Carroll County, in the primary, four to five county commissioners were decided, and a few other races, which I've already mentioned, have been decided in primary. But if you're not a registered Republican or registered Democrat, you actually, the only thing that I can remember, think of, that you can vote for is the school board, which is very important. But come on, almost, and I don't have the exact number in front of me, but almost 30% of the voters in Carroll County are not registered Republican or Democrat, and they don't get a say in who the next commissioners are going to be in this past primary, four to five of them. They don't get a say in who the state delegate is going to be in this past primary. They don't get a say in the state's attorney's office in the past primary. It bothers me. I would much rather go with an open primary system. Everyone, regardless of party affiliation, can vote for whoever you want to. And then for the general election, the way that would work, let's say if it was for county commissioner or for state delegate or whatever the office was for county commissioner, the top two vote getters would have a runoff in a general election. If it's for state delegate where you have three openings, then the top six vote getters would. I mean, it's done in other states. It could certainly be done here. And I don't like it, and I've already mentioned this, that people that are registered voters, just not registered Republicans or Democrats, don't really get a chance to vote for who runs Carroll County or in other counties and places across Maryland. I don't like it. I think it's a bad idea. I think it should be changed. I've been talking about it for years. And no one that's in power, the people, the Republicans, basically in Carroll County that I've talked to, and to be very frank, the Democrats in other parts of the state that I've mentioned this to are not in favor of changing it. Okay. I don't know how to do it or how to get a change, but I think it needs to be done. I want to mention one last thing because I'm down to my last 2 minutes or so here. The employees in Carroll County are government employees. We've had a hard time, very hard time filling vacancies in the past several years. And now since COVID and so forth, it's just exacerbated the problem. We've had a hard time keeping people here. So we commissioned a study, the Stegall study, and they looked at a lot of things that are going on in Carroll County. Our workforce is what I'm talking about. The compensation, the classification of employees, how many people we have in this department, in that department, that kind of thing. And the study is not completely done yet. But we've already taken some action to help make things better for Carroll County employees. It has been, in my opinion, long, long overdue. And we've put the money aside from this last budget. We put $7.4 million of ongoing money aside to help put into action the things the study would show us. As a result of that, we've made some changes in our sick leave. Other classifications we made some changes in, but the biggest change we made is in employee compensation. We've added 10% that will start in August for employee compensation for all of our employees. Long overdue. And I hope this, and it's already actually showing benefits of what I've been told, hiring people, getting people to and I've heard, people were thinking about leaving. Now they're going to stay a little bit longer and that kind of thing. And that's exactly what we did this for. Easier to fill positions and much better of keeping people here working for us, not looking for other areas. Because when it comes to compensation, most people, especially if you have family, you're looking at working somewhere else for more money. Money's not the only motivator, but it is a prime motivator. So we're doing what we can to hire people in Carroll County and to keep people in Carroll County. And with that, my time is up. I want to thank you for listening today. Have a great week. Stay cool.